Log Talk Radio.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go now? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm by again. Lord, I fall so short. You know it's all my end, Lord, from the
good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Just like Donnie McKirkland says, we need Jesus more than ever before. Yes, we do. Looking at the news, this whole world needs Jesus. So I am Mary Hollis, your host, and tonight is going to talk about a couple of things. We certainly need God. We need God more and more than we ever need him before. Start off with a prayer. Dear Lord, when we are weak and we need your strength, we will turn to you for comfort. When we are in trouble, we will turn to you for patience and perspective. Help us to guide our thoughts, Lord, that we may honor you this evening and forevermore. Guide your thoughts. In this world, we definitely need to be guided, to be given directions because of the things that are happening today. And we need also ask for protection. We must ask God for protection because we can be in a supermarket, we can be in Walmart, we can be wherever we may be on the outside of our home. Even sometimes in our homes we have situations. We have to pray for God to protect us, because we don't know if we're going to ever be in a situation like what we're hearing on the news. So many people are getting hit. It becomes like a some sort of game or something. You hear on the news every day that there are mass shooting every day. So just like Donnie McKirkland said, we need you, Lord. Yes, we do need him. And scripture of Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence, and if there is any praise, dwell on those things. We must dwell on those things of God. Yes, we are human, but also we need to pray and ask God to help us to be better children of God. We should always, we are always busy with our thoughts, but pray and ask God to have the right thoughts in our mind, not anger, not forgiving. We must pray for forgiveness for others. If someone says something mean, not something that you like, or even a family member you're talking with, forgive them, or end the conversation so you will not get in consultation, because it's where people get angry now and they do things that they can't change or turn back. We simply can't, our brain never shuts off. And even while we are sleeping, we have these different thoughts sometimes in our minds. The question is not that if we will think. The question is, how will we think and what will we think about? Are we thinking about things of God or things of evil or something that someone has said or done to us? When we focus on the frustration of today, it is uncertain of tomorrow. Yes, we don't have certain that we're going to be here tomorrow, because it's so quickly things can happen and we can be gone from here. We rob ourselves of peace in the present moment. When we direct our thoughts in more positive direction, we rob our worries of the power of God. You will make your life better when you focus your thoughts on your blessing, not on your misfortune. So do yourself, your family, your friends, and your coworker a favor. Learn to think, this computer just went blank, just 1 second. Learn to think optimistically about the world you live in and the life you lead. How do you lead your daily life? Do you lead it like a Christian? Do you lead it in the way that God wants you to? Then prepare yourself for the blessing that good thoughts will bring. Have good thoughts. This thing that I have on my posted on my board here, it says, happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God. We must focus on God now in order to get us through each day in our lives, the different difficulties that we're having. We must focus on God, praising him, seeking him, worshiping him, trusting him, and thanking him each and every day for life, and also the protection of our family and friends and neighbors and church members. The next thing I want to talk about is we must pray for about our decision making. How many of you pray before you make a decision? How many of you? It says, commit to the Lord whatever you're doing, and he will establish your plan. We must pray for guidance, protection. When we get in our cars each day, we must ask God for protection. One of my sayings is, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And I go a little bit further. I said, no weapon that is formed against me and my children shall prosper, our homes and our cars, everything about us. There's no certainty that I'm going to leave this place and come back safely. But I pray and ask God for covering in spite of it all. How many of us pray before we make a decision? We must pray now more than ever before. We got to do things differently now because the world is different. The world is evil. There's so much evil people in this world. So we got to pray different. We got to think different because we don't know what's going to happen when we walk out of our home. I know some things can happen here in our homes as well. But we must pray more than ever about our decision-making, about everything. And Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We must believe and pray to God for his direction and all of the things that we know that will be added to us that we have faith in. If he knows that we love him, we have faith in him, he will be there for us. Each day you must take countless decisions. Many of these decisions are so tightly woven into the fabrics of your life that you scarcely realize that they are decisions at all. Other decisions are made purely out of habit, but occasionally you'll find yourself at one of life's inedible crossroads. And when you do, it's time to slow down and have a heart-to-heart talk with the ultimate counselor. And who's that ultimate counselor? Our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father. If you are about to make an important decision, gather as much information as you can and talk to. And also, when you think that you cannot come with the right decision, get that person, that friend, that family member, a trusted person that you can think that they can help you make that right decision. And sometimes the things are questionable in what we need to do. So it's always good to have that person that you feel trusted that can help you make that rational decision in your life. But above all, talk to God. He has a plan for your life and the purpose of your journey. He knows the next step you should take. And guess what the next step is? Pray. Pray for guidance and listen carefully. He will never lead you astray. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So we must have belief that he can help us through all of this because it's scary. It's scary every time you turn on the news because these things are happening places that you go. Walmart, Target, the people who was celebrating the Chinese Oriental people were celebrating, and they were in the dance ballroom, and they were just dancing. I mean, you thought that you could go places and just enjoy yourself and no problems, and look what happened. So we must continue to pray for all of our decisions, even when we go out the house, the decision even going to the store, that God will protect us there and bring us back home safely, and our family members as well. So pray for decision making and also be careful about our thoughts, guide our thoughts. because sometimes our thoughts are not really good. Or some of the things that's coming out of our mouth these days are not of God. And we need to focus and ask God to please clear our minds of negative things and negative people. Yes, we don't like what we see on the news, and we sometimes do get excited, upset, excited and upset. But we must pray and ask God to change our hearts and pray and think thoughts that we should think, because things are happening for the thoughts that people are thinking out there. They get angry, and the first thing they do, they want to bring harm to that person that they're angry with. So don't be a part of that situation. Ask God to guide your thoughts, and also pray about decision that we make, each and every day. And we must pray and ask God to please help us to make decisions that are pleasing to Him. Help us to be honest, patient, thoughtful, and obedient. And above all, help us to follow the teaching of Jesus Christ, not just today, but each and every day. And this is so important of what's going on in this world. It's really scary. It's really scary to see. And I can't even think of how evil people are today. There's so much evil people in the world, and it's coming out more and more and more. And you're seeing it out there. So you can't trust anyone. I mean, you have to just constantly pray and ask God to help you to be in the right place at the right time, and hoping that you are not part of what's happening out there. So that is all I want to talk about as far as those two topics. And I have about four different announcements of events that I want you to please, if you don't have a paper and pen next to you, get one if you have one nearby. Because these are dates that I need you to be a part of and also to start thinking about. The most important thing in 2023 that's happening in 2023, guess what that is? Our 20th year anniversary is September the 16th, 2023. One of the most important dates that you should have on your calendar. Well, we are in the midst of getting a new website. We're going to get a new website, and we're going to also have a place on there for people and you to make donations throughout the year up until our 20th year anniversary, because we are looking to raise $20,000+, and it can be done. And we want you to really, really focus on helping the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. We can do more with more funds in our account for you and others who are new, others that are coming in. There are so many things that we would like to do, we are unable to do because of all of our funds. But we have resources that we're getting ready to go after, and we are hoping that things will, God will make things happen. He's blessed us for 20 years already. So I know that He's going to do greater things for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. So put that date down, and then once we get the website should be probably be up by the first part of February. And really, February just next week. I can't believe that already. This week is the end of January. How fast the time is moving. But the beginning part of February, our website should be up and running. And I will let you know so you can go on the site and see what you think, anything that you think that we should change or whatever. We want your opinion. So just knowing that we're excited about this, because we want to be able to have a place on there where if you know that someone that wants to help us with this fundraiser that you can forward them to the website, and there it is. It'll be all available, information that they need, and also ways to make donations on their own. The other thing, again, and then we, there's a lot of, there's lots of information that we are still working on as far as the theme for our 20th year anniversary and different things that we're working on. We're going to be sharing some of those things with you because we're going to need your support and help with that, those things. The next thing is this coming Saturday, the 28th. This is our first time meeting in 2023. We're going to do a vision board party. And this is going to be at the Ellen Wood County Line Library off of River Road. And we're going to have a light breakfast served. It starts at 10:30. It's probably going to be for a couple of hours, from 10:30 to 12:30. But if you have to leave before then, that's okay. But we want you to bring magazines of things that you want to put on the vision board that will help you to make your request known to God. Different things too. And bring your scissor. We'll have everything else that you need. Glue guns and glue sticks and all that other stuff. We'll have those things available for you. So just come bring some pictures off a magazine. You can bring the magazine and cut it out there, or you can also do it before you get there, cut out what you want to put on the board. So, but make sure you bring your scissor as well. And we are serving a light breakfast. So as soon as you get there, we'll have that, and then we'll get busy with the vision party, board party. The next thing, I indicated the information in the text of the address and the location of Ellenwood City Line Library, and it's off of River Road. If you need more information, you can call me or you can look it up. Next month, Valentine's Day, we will have our Valentine party, and that's going to be Saturday, February 18th. That's the weekend after Valentine. Valentine is on a Tuesday, and we'll have that event on that Saturday. It's from 1 to 3 at my home. We'll be having a Valentine get-together. We'll have live entertainment, music entertainment, early light dinner served, and pretty much dressed in red with something red on. And we'll have other surprises and stuff for when you get here. And another thing that's happening in the month of February, we're going to use our Widow's Touch. A Widow's Touch, excuse me, this computer sometimes does things, so excuse me. The month of February, on our talk show every Tuesday night, we will have someone from the co-author from one of our stories, true stories in the book, in our book, The Widow's Touch. So we're going to have a co-author to come on and talk about their story in the month of February during Black History Week. It is history, for we consider that these ladies took the time to share their stories or to encourage others who are going through the loss of their loved one. So look forward to listening to an author. Well, I'm going to have a couple of them every Tuesday in the month of February. So tune in and listen to some of their testimonies, not talking about everything in their book, but sharing something from that story and also letting you know where they are at this time in their life. So that's going to be exciting. And let me see what else we have. So that is pretty much all of the announcement that we have. We're going to have between now and February. There are things that we are getting together the rest of the year, but every year we normally have a trip. We normally go on our annual trip. Well, this year we are not going to, I'm not going to plan a trip because we, there's so many things that we need to do for our 20th year anniversary. I am hoping that maybe we can get a day trip together that we can go during the summer. And I am working on that. And maybe the month of June or July that we can do that. We normally go on a trip in the month of July, the middle of July. I mean, I'm sorry, the middle of June. So, but I'm going to try to get together a day trip. I would like for us to go on a cruise next year. So I would like to plan a cruise, a nice cruise where we start paying on that cruise in the month of October of this year. And we pay on it until we normally take our trip in June. We'll probably still keep that month for our annual trip. So I would like to do a cruise, a nice cruise, and I'll get that information together. And right after our anniversary, we'll start making deposits on that trip. And like I say, it will probably be maybe 5 to 7 days. I'm not sure, but we'll work on that and we'll talk together. I want y'all's input of places that y'all would like to go so I can get all of the, I want to get as many us to go on that trip as possible. But I will not plan a big trip like we normally do because there's too much going on that we are trying to get this fundraiser going as well as our 20-year anniversary. And those details are still being put together. Don't know the location, none of those things. So once we get that going, a trip is just it's going to be too much. So we're going to plan something for 2024. And I would like to do a cruise. So put your let me have your input at some of these events that you're going to be at. We're going to ask those questions. What are your thoughts about different things? We want your input. So we want to make sure that we are on the same page, that we are doing things to encourage you and encourage others in this firm to let this be, I would say, more successful and better ministry to help others and you as well. But I want you to come on board and help us to help those new people that are coming in. There's so many new widows out there, and they need your support and help just like you are getting, you'll be encouraged also. Because every day you hear about someone losing their husbands. So just knowing that there's plenty. I know the other thing is there are lots of husbands losing their wives, but it's hard to get the men to be a part of anything because they don't like to express their feelings. Most men that I've spoken to, they don't like to blab their feelings with anyone because they want to be macho. And we've tried in the past. We worked with Willie Watkins Funeral Home. They gave us a list of men, and we invited them to different things, and they never came. We had one or two men to show up. So we, even though we know that they are grieving also, we have tried. And it hasn't been successful because men do not like to share their feelings. And because they have been raised to be macho, not to cry anything. But they still hurt too. Just like we hurt, they hurt. But they hurt in silence. So we've gone there, and we'll continue to work with you ladies. And I hope that we are all doing the ministry is doing the right thing in what we're doing. But we want to do more, and that's why we want to raise this $20,000 so we can do more for you and others who that will be coming to be a part of the ministry. And that is all I have for tonight. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this goodness, your goodness and your mercy. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, all these things that I've mentioned, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to enlarge our territory. Help us to be greater in this year. Give us all the resources and the funds that we need to do and help our widows and others who will be coming into the in the ministry. We ask you for all of your guidance and your guidance and your decision making and everything that we need to do to make this to glorify your kingdom, Heavenly Father. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, for all those things, and we just trust you and believe that you're going to direct our path and enlarge our territory to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great evening, and be blessed, and tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m., and beginning, not next week, but the week after, we're going to start with the testimonies of others from the book. But next week, I probably will also have someone to come and pray for us. We normally have someone to pray for the beginning of the year for everything that we are planning. So I will probably have someone on next Tuesday to pray for the ministry. And then as we can begin the different things that we're going to be doing throughout the year. Be blessed and have a great evening.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go now? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm